Good morning, and welcome to High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers achieving better results in less time and ask them to return the learning. I'm Don Rigby. I'm sitting in for Stone Payton, who happens to be in Europe this week. And I'm joined by Lee Cantor.
Good morning, Don. How are you doing today?
I'm well.
You're all fired up? You got here like, what, at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Well, it's called traffic in Atlanta. How do you second guess it?
No, you were very prepared. Very good job. I got the notes. Great job. Good. Stone will be proud of you.
I hope so. I live for that.
You know, he's. I know he's listening because I got a text from him. So in England, so you better be on best behavior.
I am. Tell us real quick, 30 seconds or less, your weekend.
My weekend, I was in New York. I was at a publicity summit. I was a panelist there, and I was helping people that are trying to get in front of the press kind of learn the best way to pitch and how to you know, get their stuff out there.
Do you view yourself as a member of the press?
Yes, I do.
You should.
Since I am a host of a show.
Speaking of that, do we have a sponsor?
Absolutely. Today, we are sponsored by Azul Arc International. Live and work at the intersection of design, technology, and global business. That's www.azularc.com or call them 404-551-4668.
I was so tickled when Zaheer agreed to sponsor this show because I've had some personal experience with him. He worked on us on a website for an organization I'm associated with called Growth Answers. He's done some interactive programming for us on a tool called we use called the Growth Gap self-analysis tool, and he's done some very innovative thinking. He's on board Growth Answers because of the way he thinks. He's just a great mind.
Yeah, we had him in here a few weeks ago.
That's right.
Great job, real interesting, and he has an interesting perspective.
Right. We have a very fortunate show today. We have two guests that happen to share the exact same last name. They are mentors, head coaches, and master licensees of Action Coach throughout all of Georgia. And we happen to have the president, founder, top banana, chief storyteller, and executive producer of Blank Stage Productions, who happens to be a proud recipient of an Action Coach relationship. And I thought that was pretty nice. But for our first guest, after 23 years and a mile high of accomplishments with a little company called Procter & Gamble, before that, he saved lives as captain on the Air Force and as a air rescue helicopter aircraft commander. Whew, say that three times real fast. Next to him is a lady that's been associated with Action Coach for 10 years in Georgia and worldwide. She specialized in leadership development for MNC Global Group in Singapore. Together, they're inspired leaders and passionate about the Action Coaching as a win-win for business owners and the coaches who deeply desire to make a difference for their clients. Welcome to the show, Pat and Jackie Cohen.
Good morning, Don. Thank you.
You know, I've been in business forever. That makes me older than dirt, right? But for the last, I mean, I just had never recognized this notion of a business coach maybe in the last 10 years. So why does it make sense today?
Well, it's always made a lot of sense, Don. And the fact is that it's maybe not a long heard of traditional business industry, mm-hmm. but it has been around for a long time. As a matter of fact, Action Coach has been in existence for 15 years. Started in Australia in the early 2000s, was introduced to the United States, and I will proudly say that because of Action Coach and the buildup of that industry in the United States over the past 8 years, today you read a lot about business coaching and why companies need business coaches. So what it points to the fact is that it is a very, very fast-growing industry, which is fantastic despite the economy.
Now, Pat, can you talk a little bit, like you came from a corporate background, like what kind of drew you to coaching and then Action Coaching specifically?
Business ownership's what drew me to get into something. Mm-hmm. 8 years ago, I had a very, very great career with a highly principled company, Procter & Gamble. I loved what I did. I always had the desire and the kind of the inner desire, I will call it, to be a business owner. And I didn't know what I wanted to do right. specifically. But when the concept of business coaching was presented to me, I thought, well, I'm going to be a business owner for the first time. What better way to run my own business than to teach others to do it? I've always felt that teaching is the best way of learning. And also, we teach business owners to build businesses that work without them and to diversify their interests. So what better way to do that than be around businesses every day?
Now, are your coaches typically from a corporate setting?
Not necessarily. I mean, we have coaches from all different ways of life.
Because you're a master licensee. You may want to kind of define the terms
okay.
a little bit.
The term master licensee in a franchise operation, we are a franchise, is very similar to an area developer in that we looked at the opportunity of establishing this business in Georgia and actually started it out of our basement office
oh, really?
6.5 years ago and have expanded very, very nicely. And so it's a matter of a master licensee has two roles, and part of the action model is to have a master licensee in every territory. And very quickly, our roles are twofold. Number one is to provide that support mechanism for our coaches so that they can be successful quickly and build successful businesses themselves. Why would we not want to do that ourselves if we're teaching others to do that? And secondly, we have I call it the honor and the right to award licenses to other individuals, very, very outstanding individuals who desire to be business coaches. So we take great pride in that. We are franchisees ourselves, so we're all part of this team, and we just have different roles on the team.
What qualities are you looking for in a business coach?
Well, you mentioned the corporate background, and people ask me that all the time, what creates a very great and successful business coach. And I tell folks, bring the good things from your background with you. Leave the other stuff behind. I call it corporate trash, if you might. But what makes a great business coach, three things. Number one, confidence. Do you have the confidence to sell yourself? Because in our business, the product is the individual. And the trust and relationship that we build with business owners like Brent to enable them to move their businesses forward. And the second thing is the passion to be able to help their clients be successful. So confidence to sell yourself and the passion for your clients to be successful, that is the qualities that we look at in a business coach.
You know, and I would add a third thing into that. That would be the heart. You know, the heart to want to help other people become successful. I think a lot of us look at helping other people as something that's, you know, very innate in our nature. We want to help other people be successful. We want to help other people get better. What business coaching offers through Action Coach is the opportunity to, you know, build a business around that. And we see that through our clients. We see that through our coaches every day.
Can you tell a little bit about what makes Action different than the other methodologies of coaching that are out there?
There's one very, very, I'd say, first-class uniqueness that we have versus any of our competition, and that is that we are not only coaches of businesses, but we're coaches of business owners. We define a real business as a commercial, profitable enterprise that works without the owner being there. Now, it's that last piece that gets most owners. So that is our uniqueness, to have business owners. We also have the maturity of 15 years of trying and testing and developing methods of business coaching that nobody else has.
Can you talk a little bit about, like, what's one way, like a coach you think is a personal relationship with their client? So how can they do that if they're not there with their client? Like, how can the business run without them?
First of all, the concept of coaching versus consulting. Mm-hmm. If you use a sporting analogy, and it won't go into this in great mm-hmm. detail, but think of a professional coach.
Right, like a head coach of a football
yeah,
team.
Yeah, what do they do?
Like the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, yeah, that would work. My background, Procter & Gamble in Cincinnati, is coming out here. Probably not a great example. No, it is.
Let's talk about the Colts here.
Let's talk. Yeah, Jackie's an Indianapolis Colts fan, so we're good. A coach will do a lot of things for their team. One thing they will not do for the team is to get on that field to play.
Right.
And that's the difference between a coach and a consultant. So we feel that it is the business owner's responsibility to build that business, and we will help them get to that point, but we will not do it for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a major difference in being a coach versus a consultant.
I think there must be a system behind Action Coaching and a framework to which, you know, is a repeatable kind of step you would take a business person through.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's why the model, the business model, is that of a franchise. You know, franchise business is a turnkey operation. And the reason why Action is able to do that is because we have those systems, those processes in place that our coaches use to help business owners to be more profitable, you know, teach them how to find the right kind of people for their team, as well as learn how to leverage resources in their business. So with systems and strategies and processes in place, it's a great business, you know, concept that has worked around the world with many different business owners. That, you know, Action Coach today exists in 27 countries with 1,000-plus coaches globally, all using the same system, strategies, and processes.
But each coach has a different personality. So from a client standpoint, are they choosing an individual Action Coach based on the rapport? Is that a portion of that?
The process that we use to match our coaches with our clients,
right,
and the fact of when we get started, first of all, there's a very, very complete alignment between that company and the coach.
Mm-hmm.
And that alignment does several things. It starts you on the path of where you're going to go from a standpoint of business strategies and all that. But it also says, this is what I'm going to do as a coach and what you're going to do as a client, and let's agree on that. And if there's not a fit, that's the advantage, too, of being in a little bit larger organization of business coaching, that it, sometimes there is things like personality misfits. I don't mean that in a negative way, but
right.
If you understand what I mean.
I do.
And the fact is that we have the opportunity now to move clients between coaches if we need to do that.
I just want to add, Action Coach is a godsend for Blank Stage Productions, but can you just reveal a little bit about the 90-Day Growth Club and what that's like, and maybe an entry point for coaches and for clients?
Let's just use our common lingo here. Every 90 days we put on a quarterly business planning session. It's a one-day workshop of many workshops that we have, as well as one-on-one coaching and group coaching. But that is a fantastic entry point for business owners who would like to see what business coaching is all about, because you will come out of that day with a business plan for the next 90 days, plus the fact of understanding the concept of business coaching and the concept of what it can do for your company. Thank you, Brent.
I am certain that that is a very proactive session. Yeah. But here's what I've learned over the years is most business people have this dark spot or this blank spot. They can't see everything about their business objectively. And the coaches can and do bring that sense of objectivity. And I have a lot of admiration for that, because I kind of play a role similar to that with my clients.
I have great admiration for business owners, because now having gone through it myself, and that blank spot is called ego. Okay, and business owners for the most part have very, very high egos, and that's well earned, because you put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into starting your own business. The fact of the matter, though, is that as we know, in the Small Business Administration will back this up, that 80-90% of small businesses fail in the first 5 years. And the reason for that is business owners get into business because they are so technically competent at what they do. I'm a plumber, so I'm going to start my own plumbing business. I'm a lawyer, a doctor. Let's not leave anybody out here.
That's correct.
But if you go right now today and ask any lawyer or doctor how much business coaching or business training they had in law school or medical school, I can tell you right now what that answer is. So the combination is one that the reason businesses fail and the reason businesses need business coaches is that we know how to run a business. I'm not going to pretend to be the plumber or the doctor or the lawyer. I can learn a lot from working with those companies, but at the same time, and the sad fact is that most business owners have no skills in how to run a business.
Is your organization better suited for like service over manufacturing, or does it go across the board?
All businesses are the same. Now, I know that people are going to say, no, they're not. Being a doctor is not like being a plumber. But there is what we call a chassis of business from a financial standpoint. You still need to know how to get leads. You need to know how to convert
right.
those leads. You need to know how to keep customers and get them to spend more money and work on your margins. And I don't care if you're a Procter & Gamble or the newest landscaper out there just starting their business. Those five things everybody needs.
Fundamentals.
What about a size of a business? When's a good time for a business to engage with you?
Well, we go back and forth on this as far as the kind of businesses or the size of a business that we would look at in coaching. It really, at the end of the day, it depends on the business owner, because you know, we have a client that we signed recently, one of our coaches signed recently, and his revenue was only $250,000 a year. And he recognized the fact that he needs coaching for him to grow a lot bigger than what he is, you know, as a financial advisor. And but if we looked at our profile and say characteristics of the businesses we can coach, his business would not have qualified. But because he knows that he needs help and he is committed to making changes and doing the things he knows he needs to grow the business, we took him on board as a client.
And we have specialized for 15 years in coaching small to medium-sized businesses. And we test and measure everything. And just last week, we have now rolled out a corporate executive coaching program. So no company is too big or small now for Action Coach.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Is there any advice you would give people that are struggling in this economy? Anything, any tip or something that...
Get a coach.
It's a great time. And not only to get a coach, but to be a coach. Economies like today's, industries are not going to go away. Okay, your industry is not going to go away. Some of the players are going to go away. Mm-hmm. So those who want to survive and create their uniqueness and run their business to a point where it's successful need to get help. And that's what business coaching is all about.
Right. I understand you want to sell business coaching, but also if you had some advice for a business person right now, is there something, is this, should you be kind of getting in the bunker right now, or should you be out there marketing? What do you recommend right now?
I would recommend watching your cash flow very carefully. Mm-hmm. and utilize strategies right now that are not going to drain your cash flow, because that one thing is the make or break of any business. And that's understand, the key thing I will tell business owners is understand your numbers and where they are today. I'm amazed at times when we walk into a business and the basic numbers are not known, and without that you have no idea where you're headed.
And well, specifically cash flow, though.
Yeah, and you know, and the key is that to realize that marketing is not only about lead generation. You know, there are other areas in marketing like conversion. What are you doing with your current, you know, customer base or current database of people that you've met over the years in building your business? Are you reaching back to those names? Are you reaching back to those people? You want to look at your current customers and say, hey, how much do they spend with me? How much is my average dollar sale? And how many times do they come back to me again throughout the year from and buy more from my business? You know, and the other thing you want to look at is your profit margins. What are the things that you can or cannot you know, reduce or increase in your margins? And that's the gist of marketing. So it's not just about generating leads.
And then, but is now a time where you concentrate more on existing customers, or is it a time where you start going for new customers? Do you have any recommendation on that?
Absolutely. It still comes back to cash flow, and do what you need to do to retain your current customers. And like Jackie said, go back to your old databases who understand what you do. Mm-hmm. Do not lose your current customers, because it is the most expensive thing you can do is go find new customers.
Right.
I mean, there's a 6-to-1 ratio of finding a new customer in cost versus keeping the ones you have. So whatever you need to do, keep them.
That is experience talking across a lot of different types of customers and businesses. So wisdom well received. You know, I think I shared with you earlier that I wasn't going to let you off this interview process unless you shared something back that you've learned in your career, both of you, what some of the listeners could benefit from right now.
Okay. We'll both do that, but it comes from my corporate career and the fact that Procter & Gamble is such a highly principled company, and we operate our business under what we call our 14 points of culture. Those are the type of coaches that we bring on board. That's how we live our lives, and that's how we build that trust. So if there's anything I've learned is that you need to value yourself as an individual and value yourself as a business owner and value the business you're in, which we do with Action Coach, and that will create success.
Well, I think for me it's more really, you know, treat your people well. The people who have been working with you, who are working for you in your business, as a small business owner, you know, usually when you have small teams, you want to treat them well, make sure that, you know, you listen to them, take care of their needs, and because that's going to help you build loyalty in the long run. And good people are hard to find. And when you find them, you got to learn how to keep them. I think that's my biggest lesson.
I'm looking at both of you right now, and I know you believe in your heart everything you just shared with me. So thank you for that.
Thank you,
Don. More than welcome.
Thank you.
Next, we have an individual that's been associated with television and film for 10 years. His work's been on Good Morning America and Regis and Kelly. Winner of a lot of different awards. Has his second independent feature out now. And a true pioneer in something that I find fascinating called viral video. And as I look at him with this coonskin cap on and an arrow going right through it, you are truly a pioneer, aren't you?
Yes.
Welcome. Welcome. Brent Brooks, thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure.
Brent, tell me, at some point in your life, you knew video was where you were going to throw your stake in the sand. When was that and why?
My father got me a video camera when I was in eighth grade, and just about every day after school, my friends and I would get together and make movies, make silly comedy movies. I drove my mom crazy. She would come home and just, you know, yell and get these kids out of the house. And we made some really bad movies. Some of them were pretty funny, but you guys will never see them because they're on VHS. And one day I dreamed that I would one day edit, because I couldn't afford a $1 million editing machine. Luckily, through the years, cost has come down, and I just now I'm really excited about where I am.
And this whole idea of viral video is, how new is that? Is that last week? Last year?
Well, because of the internet and because of things like YouTube, we can now produce video. You can share video a lot easier. It's becoming the new medium. And we're trying to just take advantage of that and leveraging our improv background and our comedy flair. We're now creating original content through a process called Improvistorm, which is a chance for clients to come in and leverage the improv troupe. And so our improv players get on stage and create funny sketches and improv stuff. And the clients have been blown away with what we're doing and really creating some original, exciting content that's going viral. And it's just a lot of fun. We love doing it, and clients are getting a lot out of it and a lot of viralness.
Viralness. How do you, when you're working with a client, how do you explain to them kind of how this works in terms of, well, I want a viral video. Like, who doesn't want a viral video?
Well, right now we're offering it for free because people don't know. A lot of people just don't know what it is. So we tell them, hey, come into our improv troupe. Imagine the cast of Saturday Night Live creating a marketing campaign for your business. And that kind of frames the idea. And so clients then understand what it is. And they're like, well, it's free. I'm going to walk into this. And then they're walking out with like 10 to 15 ideas they can create a video with, or a new tagline, a new graphic, a new newsletter topic, all these new creative infusion of concepts into their marketing campaign. And we're booked till the end of the year with Improvistorms, and so we may be changing our business model with that. And I just want to say something about Action Coach. I'm personally coached by Action Coach. Rick Crane's my coach. And I know how to run a video camera. I know how to tell a story. But I really didn't know how to run a business, and now I'm getting better at it. And it's really exciting to merge the passion I have for video production with the passion they have for running a business. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Good plug. Now, how do you go about doing the viral video?
Well, it starts with the Improvistorm session. Clients will come in, and we'll kind of use that as a brainstorming session, and we throw a lot of ideas on the wall. We have a head writer, Michael Harper, who frames a lot of these ideas for you. And then after the session is over, we have the calm of the storm, which is, let's go back and figure out what was really bad. Hey, this idea was really good. And there's usually a consensus in the room of, hey, this idea is really good. Let's move forward with this concept. So the client will then schedule a time to meet with Michael, review the tape because we videotaped the session, and start that process of kind of whittling down the concept in the video. And
okay, so then once you have the is it always a funny? Does viral have to be funny?
Usually we like to do funny comedy videos. That's kind of the direction we'd like to go, but it doesn't have to be funny. It, as long as we feel like it's something that, man, you've got to see this, and you kind of send it to five of your friends.
Right.
And a lot of times that's...
So what are the classifications of viral? It's comedy, like pain, right? Pain gets... sent around something like, oh, I can't believe that happened to that person.
Well, just to give you maybe an example, we just did a viral video for a client who owns a plastic surgeon and hair removal company, and we did a concept of a video where it's now going viral. So it's a hilarious kind of video that we did, and now people are spreading that on YouTube and on, because you can host a video on your website or on a blog. You can paste the code anywhere you want.
And that's part of what they get when they work with you,
mm-hmm.
is the dissemination also of the video?
We help market and educate the client on how to use some basic code like HTML coding, some basic simple ways, and the video is hosted from a separate source, so it's not clogging up your website.
Right.
It's coming from say a YouTube or a MySpace hosting location. You're just copying that code and putting that wherever you want to, so it's really easy for
it. But how does it spread? Like, what's the magic in getting it to go, you know, from a few hundred people to thousands or millions?
You just have this link, and you say, you send to your, you watch the video, and
right.
you like it. You think it's funny,
right?
And then you send it to five of your friends. Maybe one of those five friends like it, and they
right.
send it to five of their friends, and it goes and it goes and goes and goes that way. Now, the link can be on YouTube. The link can be off your website. The link can be spread, you know, different ways. So, you know, usually it's on YouTube. Usually people send the link, and they go to that YouTube link, or they can go to your blog and go, check out this guy's video on this guy's blog, and they go to the blog, and then other people will.
Brad, I think what you're telling me is this is really word-of-mouth marketing. Amongst your peers, amongst your friends, it's taking something you thought was enjoyable and worth sharing with somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And a very natural, organic basis. Now, as long as the video is consistent with the brand of that company, then it will it'll serve that company very well.
Yeah, that's the fun and the challenge, is making sure we use our comedy not to make fun of people, not to make fun of people using the product, but you know, whittling down the concept of doing smart humor, you know, intelligent humor, not below the belt or below the line. And that's where the ImprovaStorm session really is coming in to help whittle
right.
that down.
And then how is success defined in this? Is it just number of views, or how does it translate back into revenue for the client?
Well, my client will tell you if someone gets a laser hair removal procedure, then that will be successful for them. So, you know, they're not getting any kind of response from a lot of different marketing tactics that they're trying. So this is something that's exciting and different, and we love doing it. And they've already had like 500 views on their video that we just posted on Friday.
Right.
So that's exciting for us and for them, and just the start. We've only been doing this for about 6 months, so it's a new kind of a service we're providing. And Blank Stage doesn't only do funny comedy videos. We do a lot of very serious videos, like, you know, video testimonials are very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Story driven.
What's a video testimonial?
A video testimonial would be an example of, for Action Coach, we've interviewed several clients of Action Coach talking about how great the Action Coach system is, their specific coaches, and those testimonials are now used on the Action Coach website as a way to pull in other clients that
right.
they want to attract to the organization, which is a powerful tool. Video testimonials is a powerful, affordable tool that you can use to
and that's
spread the
shot
word.
At your place, or is it in their offices, or it could be either one?
For Action Coach, we go to the growth clubs. Every 9 days they host a growth club, and 9 times out of 10 we're there with our video camera documenting the process, and then after the growth club we capture 5 to 10 testimonials, and we edit that into like a montage or individual installments. And so we kind of highlight that client, highlight their business in the video, and then that goes to different places. And it usually it ends up on their website with a unique player. And it's just, I think it's a great opportunity for people.
When I introduced Brent as the chief storyteller, that wasn't really a mistake. What Brent has a knack of doing is really understanding what the story is behind this company, behind that brand, and bring that story to life. And he does it through the most emotional medium I'm aware of, and that's video. It's very real, and he's very, very good at it. In fact, there is a technique about storytelling that you probably know as well as anybody in Atlanta. Can you share a little insight on that?
Well, through our long-form improv shows, we developed a concept using the writer's journey. And the writer's journey is a mythical story structure for screenwriters. And the book is used by screenwriters to really help them create gripping film ideas and concepts, and helps frame that. And so we use that as our backbone for our improv shows. And so it's really given me a strong insight on what makes a good story, because a good story is timeless, and it has principles in there that if you understand those mythical story principles, you'll understand how to convey your business in that kind of sense. We all love a good story. We all grew up listening to great stories, and that's kind of the essence. I'm stripping away the idea and getting to the framework of good storytelling, and we do that over and over, and it's really given us a good insight on what those tools are, and given our company a way to quickly address what's your story, and falling back on those principles.
Is there anything we should know about an upcoming event or anything like that?
Well, we do have a Halloween show called Scorched, which is happening Halloween at 9 o'clock at the Blank Stage. And we are booked through the end of the year with the Improvistorms. But if you are a business owner and you're looking to stretch your marketing concept ideas, come look us up. We'd love to talk to you further about that concept and book you.
How could an interested VP of marketing connect with you?
Well, that's a great question. We're not trying to compete with a marketing or an ad agency. We would like to work with the marketing agency as their secret weapon. And the marketing guy comes in and says, let's, as one of the ways we're going to help you market your company, let's bring you to the Blank Stage and we're going to do an Improvistorm session. So we would love to align with those marketing agencies and ad agencies out there as their secret weapon to quickly create content for their clients.
Is it a secret on how to get connected with you?
Yes.
Or is there a good preferred way you'd like to do that?
You must know me. You must find me. I'm usually in the edit dungeon at the Blank Stage. Blankstageproductions.com is our website. You can just check us out. Brent at blankstageproductions.com is my personal email. So there you go.
As always, in the course of your career, you've learned something that may be beneficial for others to know so that they don't create the same mistake possibly. Share the learning, would you please, Brent?
Thanks, Don. I think the biggest thing right now that I'm learning is branding. I do branding for other companies, but I think Blank Stage needs to improve upon what we are. Are we an improv comedy theater? Are we a video production company? Are we an ad agency? So I think my biggest goal right now is to whittle down my own marketing message. And I think a mistake has been doing too much, trying to do everything at once. And so I think that's been one of the biggest learnings I have to address right now and over the years, has been just being everything to everybody and just really trying to get better at that.
My guess is that there's more than one small business in the world that launched with a lot of ambition and then realized what they're really good at and then focus on that and then excel at that.
That's right.
Better than anybody.
Yeah. What is Blank Stage not? That's what I need to really define.
Great, great advice. This has been a great morning. I appreciate meeting both of you, the Coens. And Brent, always enjoyed speaking with you. Next week, Stone Payton will return with a few stories of his own after traveling abroad. And this is Don Rigby, Lee Cantor, saying so long from High Velocity Radio, where we celebrate top performers achieving better results in less time. And in Stone's vernacular, that means speed.